And now, welcome to the Breakaway Academy radio show, broadcasting worldwide, plus on demand, 24/7. I'm your host, Paulette Bodeman, international author and empowerment coach. Through real coaching and intelligent conversation, I'm here to help you break away from the mental and emotional constructs that stop you from living like your life doesn't matter and start living like you mean it. So now, let's get started. Ciao, amici. On today's show, I want to talk to you about the three superpowers that will reveal and turbo boost your legacy life: purpose, passion, and vision. From the get-go, I want to tell you that I hope to shake things up a bit. Yes, I'll talk about our three superpowers: purpose, passion, and vision. And I absolutely believe that each of us, in order to feel good about the direction of our lives and our goals, need all three. Purpose, passion, and vision are like interwoven silk yarn that creates the tapestry of our lives. For this show, I'm going to pull them out a bit so that you can really understand each valuable thread that weaves your desires and your dreams together. Let's begin with what I believe is the meaning of purpose and what I believe it means to live a purposeful life. I don't know about you, but for me, this question, are you living your purpose, can feel overwhelming at times and even disheartening. In fact, it can literally make us feel like crap. And sometimes when I hear the word purpose, it feels really, really big, like, quote unquote, I should be doing something grand. And if I'm not, then, well, basically, I'm a loser. And if I haven't found my purpose yet, oh, geez, then I must be a lost and wandering soul that is somehow lacking. I know that many of you have felt the same. I've heard from you. You've talked to me about this. And also, in other words, in order to live a beautiful life, your dream life, you need to be doing something extraordinary that will contribute to the planet, maybe even save the planet, from reversing climate change to, well, there are so many ails we face in today's world that you can fill in your own blank. And to that I say, well, if it is your passion, which is the next superpower that I'll unpack in a minute, to do something monumental, then I totally honor your path. What I want to say is that we are all unique individuals. We come into this world with unique gifts, traits, strengths, and desires. And our very own mismatched, clothes spilling out, beat up set of luggage. So perhaps your purpose will be to clean up the oceans of plastic, invent a new app to help the hearing impaired, grow microgreens sustainably, rescue animals from war-torn lands, raise a child into a loving, compassionate human, be an activist for the homeless in your community, refugees, your own family. If living a large, noble, and grand life lights you up, fuels your inner being, leaves you feeling a sense of accomplishment, well then, I applaud you. I honor who you are and what you are here to do in this world. I support your initiative and say, go give it everything you've got, because the world does need this level of commitment. And I want to add, from a tantric yoga perspective, it truly doesn't matter what you're doing on the day-to-day. What matters is infusing your life with meaning. Whatever activity you're engaged in, whatever endeavor you happen to be involved in, no matter what your job description is, daily tasks assigned to you, the hobbies you enjoy, what makes it pulsate with purpose is when you choose to bring purpose to it. Your careers may change often. The various passages of your life may offer new and different choices. What I'm stressing here is that you have the ability to create purpose. Simon Sinek asserts, there are two ways to influence human behavior. You can manipulate it or you can inspire it. He also speaks about knowing your why. Now, he's talking to business owners and entrepreneurs when he states, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. Yet I believe his comment is applicable to all. It speaks to each of us about living lives of purpose. To paint the quality of purpose onto the canvas of your life is to give it a why. To weave golden threads of purpose into the tapestry of your life offers you and the world inspiration. When you can do that, then you are totally plugged into your purpose power source. Whatever you are here to accomplish, whatever role you play in this game of life, when you choose to live fully and with great big purpose, then you are living your individual purpose. And you will be a model for others simply by the way you show up. I want you to ask yourself, have you ever encountered someone, whether it's your favorite barista who knows your coffee down to the no whip but chocolate sprinkles on top, or the young man at your local hardware store who not only wears a genuine smile but knows every nuance of the paint color beige and is beyond thrilled to share his knowledge with you? These people demonstrate daily what it means to be truly plugged into their power purpose. And still, for many of us, we're majorly called to break away from what we know and move towards what we don't know. At the very least, we don't know all of the pieces and parts. What we do recognize, though, is that an invisible something outside of our zone of comfort is drawing us. It often feels scary, and we know deep down there's even a bit of risk. This, too, is called purpose. I know that for many of you, it's hard to articulate what exactly is luring you on. It's as if you're being propelled towards this unknown entity. Yes, it's scary because you know if you take that step towards it, you risk a failure or two or three or what our imagination and our modern thinking considers what a failure is. And I want to say out loud, it's actually a given that we're going to stumble, that we're going to face an obstacle. No one who is willing and compelled to follow the call of their spirit will succeed without a hiccup. So let's just accept here and now that you will hit speed bumps in the road and maybe even a complete blow up and blow out. However, that's exactly where your second superpower comes in, passion. Passion is the energy source that propels you to pursue your purpose no matter what. It's a non-negotiable for you at this point. Passion is the fuel that lights your inner fire and sparks your emotion. It's the excitement and enthusiasm that helps you move through the doubts and fears. Passion is the ignition that keeps you engaged and helps motivate you to fulfill your purpose. Whatever that purpose looks like for you, whatever shape or form it takes, trust me here, fear will arise. How do I know this? I know this because I've encountered fear many, many times. So I want to give you at this point a few of my favorite tips around fear. If you're committed to your purpose, then prepare yourself and be ready when fear comes knocking on your front door. Don't slam it in the face of fear. Don't go run and try and hide in the basement. Fear is crafty, and rest assured, fear will find you, especially if you're trying to run in the opposite direction. You have to trust me here again. There's no hiding from whatever scares the shit out of you. But you know what? That's actually a really good sign that you're hitting your inner ceiling. Why? Because you're bumping up against yourself. You're bumping up against what I call your BS limiters. You know this. I know you do. But sometimes we need to hear it again, especially if you happen to be in this exact place today. Expansion and alchemy, as we call it in the yoga world, doesn't happen inside your perfect bubble. Evolution and growth requires you to break away and through your comfort zone. Instead of pushing fear to the side and storming out of the house of your dreams, greet it, acknowledge its presence, and remember, fear is simply energy in motion. This might sound, well, the woo-woo part of me I mentioned before, so hear me out. I want you to ask fear what it's here to teach you. Ask fear why it's arrived at this particular moment in your journey. ask for what you're needing to learn. Or perhaps you need to ask for what you might need to let go of or need help with. Fear is a great motivator, and it's a great teacher. If you let it be that for you, then after your conversation with fear, and you've taken time to assess it, to make skillful decisions, it's time for you to reconnect with your passion. Because passion is the fire of consciousness that gives you clarity of vision. Together, passion and vision helps you stay aligned, and reconnection with it, with your passion and your vision, helps to bring you back to you. Another thing I want you to learn is that passion, like a forest fire, can quickly get out of control, and it can burn you out. So what I want you to do is take time to check in with yourself. This is really important. You must learn how to ask deep questions of yourself when you're feeling strung out, when the coulda, woulda, shouldas surface. It's another non-negotiable, a promise you make to your vision. Practice the art of self-monitoring. Self-reflection is a powerful tool we humans have the privilege of utilizing. And while self-reflection is actually a yogic practice, it's super effective whether you ever sit on a meditation cushion, pick up a journal, or take a yoga class. Tuning into your inner wisdom is part of life. We all have inner wisdom, and when we can attune to it, it helps us stay on course and guides us when it's necessary to redirect. And at this point, if you're not sure what the heck your purpose and passion is, then ask yourself a couple of these questions. What are you curious about? What lights you up? What gets you excited? What makes you lose track of time and you don't even stop for lunch? What would you do if money or time, if resources were no object? These, my friends, are your passions. Purpose plus passion fuels your vision, the unique dream you have for your life. Your vision is your North Star. Staying in tune with your vision empowers you to move through your doubts and fears. Your vision is your legacy power source that enables you to achieve the extraordinary, to do the impossible. When vision is built on your core values, which I'll be teaching on very soon in the next episode or two, your vision becomes part of your legacy roadmap. Purpose, passion, and vision are beautifully intertwined and support one another. Purpose, passion, and vision beautifully intertwine creates deeper strength, a deeper sense of self. Purpose, passion, and vision are your inner longings, your yearning for a full and meaningful life. Pay attention to them. Feel into the impulses. Listen to the call and summon them forth, because this is the gateway to legacy living. Before we close today, I want to share a quote I love by Neil Gaiman. The one thing that you have that nobody else has is you, your voice, your mind, your story, your vision. So write and draw and build and play and dance and live as only you can. And now, I want to remind you that as a thank you for being part of the Breakaway Movement and a listener to this show, hop on over to paulettebodeman.com and receive a copy of my 10 Steps to Live Your Legacy. It's free, and it's full of great tips you can start to take action on today. And until next time, here's to your purpose, passion, and vision. And here's to living your legacy life. Thank you so much for listening to the Breakaway Academy radio show. I'm Paulette Bodeman. To hear more radio shows and to find out how you could start living your legacy now, be sure to visit www.paulettebodeman.com. Thanks for listening.